With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Attorney General Tim Fox says that enhanced security measures included in Montana's new driver's licenses are not meant to comply with federal standards that he says could create, quote, an Orwellian national ID system. Fox spoke to reporters today, one day after the State Department of Justice announced new licenses and identification cards designed to reduce fraud and identity theft. He says it's a coincidence that the security upgrades bring the state closer to compliance with the Real ID Act. The Montana legislature unanimously voted in 2007 to bar the state from complying with Real ID over concerns about privacy and the U.S. government setting standards in an area traditionally handled by the states. Fox appeared with U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who plans to introduce legislation seeking the repeal of the Real ID Act. Both men are Republicans. A man who allegedly scammed investors out of money to produce a documentary to be narrated by Clint Eastwood has been permanently barred from soliciting investments in Montana. Helena District Judge Mike Menahan also froze the assets and bank accounts belonging to Matthew McClintock. McClintock did not appear at today's hearing after he told the judge that he had an undisclosed medical emergency. Montana officials say McClintock scammed investors into giving him more than $24,000 to produce a cowboy documentary that he said would be narrated by Eastwood and aired by PBS and Fox. McClintock has denied criminal theft and fraud charges. Yesterday, Billings Clinic announced that it's purchased a 54-acre piece of land in Bozeman, adjacent to Interstate 90. Billings Clinic is the biggest hospital company in Montana, operating a 304-bed hospital in Billings and managing 11 small hospitals in Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. It's a nonprofit organization, but last year it bought Missoula's Community Hospital in a partnership with a for-profit company based in Tennessee. Julie Burton, Billings Clinic's Director of Communications, says people should not assume that just because they bought 54 acres in Bozeman that they're going to build a new hospital on that site.
That is too much of an assumption to make, as we have not decided what we will do with that property.
Billings Clinic first entered the Bozeman market back in 1998, helping to open a dialysis clinic there. It's no longer in that business. It does, though, operate an obstetrics and gynecology clinic in Bozeman that it opened in 2005.
Billings Clinic has been looking at opportunities to expand clinical services in Bozeman for a long time. And the first step in having an opportunity to expand is to secure the land. And this land is in great location, and it was the right thing to do.
Now, Burton says, Billings Clinic has some homework to do before deciding its next step.
The first thing to do is to assess what clinical services are available and look at the patient population, see what the trends are, and see where there is opportunity for additional clinical services that are needed and would be welcomed in Bozeman.
Burton says there's no timeline for Billings Clinic to decide on what to do with its new property in Bozeman. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.